on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a spa worker in North Jersey has been accused of sex crimes involving massage clients.
35-year-old Daquan Sedano of Teaneck was initially charged last month of sexual assault involving a victim at the Hand and Stone Spa in Allendale. Now, Bergen County authorities say Sedano faces three more charges of criminal sexual contact involving a previous massage client in February. Police say the investigation remains active. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey man has lost his nursing license and has been sentenced to 90 days in jail after pleading guilty to neglect in connection with the 2023 death of a disabled East Hanover student. Annabella Rossi, whose nonverbal son Matthew died on the bus ride home from school while the nurse was present, is urging lawmakers to pass a bill to protect disabled students.
And while there may be questions about costs related to some components of this bill, this concern pales in comparison to the value of our children. Our son Matthew bore the ultimate cost, his life.
The bill would require drivers, aides, and other personnel on school buses to call 911 in potential life-threatening emergencies and mandate each school bus transportation disabled students to have a video camera and a GPS that provides location information about the vehicle in real time. It passed in the Senate Education Committee last month. After the shooting death of a Deptford police officer, Robert Schisler, in 2023, every Gloucester County police officer will now be required to carry a tourniquet with them at all times. And while fellow officers were able to slowed the blood loss with a tourniquet and got Schisler to a hospital, he later died of complications. The county has decided to distribute design pouches that allow each officer to carry naloxone for overdoses and a tourniquet for bleeding. If you were in Hoboken yesterday, you may have seen Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein, the star of Ted Lasso. They were filming their new Netflix movie, Office Romance. They were seen photographed in front of TD Bank on Newark Street. They've also been filming scenes for the movie in Kenilworth. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Don't let the sun fool you. It's cold out there. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cooler, drier air mass is here for the next 2 days, today and tomorrow. We will enjoy sunshine, but also chilly temperatures running 10 to 15 degrees below normal for early April. That'll put highs this afternoon in the lower to mid 40s. Again, we've got mostly sunny skies, but also a brisk wind. A widespread freeze is likely for almost all of New Jersey tonight. It'll be clear and dry, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, the wind calms down. That's good. We'll see lots of sunshine and temperatures still on the cool side. Highs will be around 50. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and lower 50s on Thursday. Scattered rain showers move in eventually. Friday, we get soaked. Rain will be heavy at times. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Right now, Flemington is 37, Freehold is 40, Pennsville is 39. Weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. The Boo Boo Bacon Bunny is back, filled with crisp bacon and handcrafted into premium chocolate. Online at dbchocolate.com or visit David Bradley in Robbinsville, your Easter candy headquarters. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.